Gary. Good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. Good morning to you. It's Wednesday, a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news. Ricky, y'all, the prayer warriors are definitely being solicited for the James Fortune family. Y'all, we all know gospel singer James Fortune, honey. It's been reported that back in 2001, y'all, Mr. Fortune was allegedly, y'all, abused his stepson at the age of 4 years old. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Mr. Fortune whipped his stepson naked with a switch, then he held him down in a tub of scalding water, all for coloring on a table in school. Now, they're saying that the four-year-old boy was flown by life flight to the Shriners Burn Hospital, y'all, where he remained for 63 days with second and third degree burns over 47% of his body. Now, they're also saying now that the little boy's biological dad is only suing the Fortunes for $5 million to cover the additional plastic surgery to correct the disfigurement.
Okay, how long ago was this?
Now, they said it happened back in 2001.
Wait a minute, Gary. Okay, why didn't they sue then?
I don't know.
Okay, why didn't they sue then? Why are you bringing a lawsuit 10 years later?
He probably wasn't rich then. James Fortune probably wasn't a big gospel singer then. I don't think he was a big gospel singer.
Man, please. You know what? See, the thing about it is just something not right about that. If somebody do something for your child, I don't care what they have or don't have, you sue or call the police right then. Where's the police report?
Yeah.
That's crazy right there now.
Well, now, James Fortune and his wife, Cheryl, released a statement saying that they are aware of this civil suit that's pending against them. And they're saying that, you know, that there was a criminal investigation and all matters were resolved in 2003.
If it was a criminal investigation and this man was not arrested and put in jail for it or whatever, so then they go back and try to go around that. To try to go ahead and file a lawsuit against them. And that's terrible.
It's sad, but not bad.
That's terrible.
But in 2003, though, now, Mr. Fortune did plead guilty to felony injury to a child, and he received 6 years of deferred adjudication. But he's also saying, y'all.
Oh, did he?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, damn. Okay, well, let me shut my mouth then.
Okay.
And they said that,
Ebony? Well, you just wonder now since he's become more famous and got money.
That's probably what it really was. It's become the issue now. But he said that there was a criminal investigation and all matters were resolved in 2003. And since that time, his family and his stepson have continued with their family traditions and always have a loving family environment. Unquote.
Just pray for that whole family and that whole situation. Jesus. I just hate stuff like that.
And you know, we have
to protect our kids and make sure that they're not abusing, that our children are safe. You know, but at the same time, on the flip side of that, you know, you got a lot of artists that just being sued and stuff all the time because they have money. Because I get sued like every couple of years.